For I love to exhort and edify. That when I get to speak my mind for this moment, I love these times, saith the Lord. So there's so much that I want to say. He's expressing his joy that so much of the training has been through edification, the Holy Spirit through the understanding of my word, which is listed as the mysteries. Oh, the mysteries were hidden in Christ, but now is being made manifest. For you that are speaking these things, it pleases me much, because I'm able to edify the crowd when my mind is being able to be manifested for the moment. So I'm pleased with you who have edified yourself to the place to yield to me, that you might exhort what is in my mind for this hour, for this city, saith the Lord. I had to add that last part by an unction, so you'd know I wasn't making some kind of great speech or something. For many of you are going to be abundantly happy, and satisfaction will dwell deep in your soul. For as things move forward, know you not that you'll move forward with them? And I'll use what's working in you to exhort, to instruct, and even to develop beachheads where you need to know enough that all that I have and am can be exhorted into, they too begin to burn with revival fires. For many of you, be surprised, very surprised, at how much you know that when I'm coming on you and the people in front of you need to know what you know, and some of you will find out at that time how much you know. Yes, Kumata. I thought, well, God, now or now? And that's what he started dealing with. Just this time, I says, now, well, exhortation is on me. But you stand up for a moment. You're the one that's responsible for it. As going down a normal prayer line that wasn't normal. I taught what has happened to me last week, and that one realm has stopped and another one has begun. Or should I say, I graduated that realm and was capable of entering into another. And what I preached last Sunday was what I met at the door concerning opposition. Until that time, I had never seen a fallen angel manifest where they communicate and threaten and tell the great things they're going to do to you, like kill you. They were parked at that door. And the reason they were, this was their second major attempt to keep me from entering it. Once was when I was supposed to get into the revival of sensationalism. And I survived that one, even though those angels came as gods. But I never seen one. But these weren't trying to disguise themselves. They was ugly as a stick. Well, there was no more little lock key doors in this realm I saw. But I saw a great big safe that had an iron door on it, and I saw it once in the other realm. But I didn't stay there, and it didn't open anymore. This time it was down at a corridor, and it contained the love of God. And it was a thing you turned, and then the big safe door came open, and more of it leaked out. And more leaked out. And so it looks like the same kind of love that moved Jesus by compassion, and he healed every single one of them, is available if you can go there. Getting back to him. To my surprise, after I prayed for him for a minute, I stepped away and I slipped into the Spirit and saw a beachhead. And all of a sudden, I'm standing about right here, and I got lifted up in the Spirit. And for 1 second, the love explained to me that in the preparation to go somewhere, especially to establish a beachhead, it's nice if it's Hawaii and sing and greets you and you're heroically received. That's very nice. But when they got snipers waiting for the airplane to land, that's a different story. But he caught me up, and all of a sudden there was a merger that took place between. He says, you'll have no need to have any fear for where you go. For in this place, I can fully equip you. Fully. Whatever happens, you'll be fully equipped. And you'll have no fear. And you'll not fail your mission. I said, you can do that here? He says, yes, I can. You can walk over to the beachhead with that package operating in you. No fear. Every single thing there, you'll be able to handle because of a total prepared and receiving of that place, absent of fear and fear of failure. And I was in it for a minute. I had to step back. I had to step back and come back to myself to go on. To go to a danger, to go this. Missionaries have always done that. But this place, it absolutely had no fear. Absolutely not. And had full equipping for the task at hand. Do you know Paul didn't die until he was ready? Was he scared the way he died? No. from the sewage prisons of Rome to a beheading committee. He said, I fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I'm the one that's ready to go. And he did. He did. So I'm thinking that kind of equipping is on this road. Yes, sir. Yes, it is. I didn't see any wares. Nothing like that. All I saw was the equipping process which you within range of. And something changed in you. And now you know something's going to happen. Maybe not exactly when, but you know. And I know, but I feel good because of what I saw. So, Father, preaching 40 years, I just love first-time things in my life. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All that is necessary is coming into place. We give you so much glory and praise and honor for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I have no telling who else he's going to rescue out there. But I do know the heavy hand of God is on him. Woo! Tio. Tio. Man, I said. Yeah, you probably should stay there just with him for a moment. Oh, that's who it is. Mando kesi. Mando kesi. Mando kesi. Frobeda. Cinco, sir. For you must understand that all things are possible to him that believe. And I can do these things. I said, I can do these things, saith the Lord. And it delights me when I'm able to take a people beyond what is most and into what is more. And turn you loose on darkness. You know what? Your father seems to think you can win. Don't look at me funny. I'm not doing this. For many of you are looking and you're testing and you're looking and your heart says, I want to move forward. But your enemy says that I'm going to stop you here. For what has the enemy to do with what I have said? For what I have said is it's a good one. All powerful, omnipotent, and unchanging. For he that hangs on to what I said and does not abandon it will receive what is in my truth. I cannot walk away thinking I failed you. I can't fail you. I can't. You fail yourself. Hear what the Spirit would say. Did I not give you a teacher? And when you didn't know how to pray, did I not create and organize? Yes, I got it. A method, a way that you would not have to stop just because the path stopped. That you could continue on until you understood the mystery of what is stopping and move forward. So these are exciting times. Some will run out ahead. Some will say, okay, I totally believe it now. And adjust themselves, and soon they'll be running out ahead. Do I punish you for this? No, I'm not against you. I'm for you. Bebo-ba. 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 Even those words sound funny to me. Why would you think you're capable of only so much when I said all things are possible to him that believeth? Why would you think this? Hang on. I'm on alert. I had a second Christmas. Christmas is over, right? Wasn't it a few months ago or something? I had a second Christmas. He took me to the birth. Mary, the manger. Before the birth, the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. He took me to all of that, and when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, that she conceived. And it was in the same path that I had stepped through into the love of God that caused me to see what I'm about to tell you now. I'd got to preach on it a little bit, but since it's such a major playing in the power. How many members when I made him follow me around and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, until I turned him off like a robot. Click. Because it was the love that I gave him, then he was just giving back what I gave him. But in that conception, along with your new nature, which is what she carried, Jesus. In that conception, there was some kind of DNA that programmed the love you would grow up in. Whose love was it? Yours. It's yours just like your nature is yours now. You got it from God, but that's you. Well, I know what's in that nature, you know. I know it can walk in the love of God because that's what it's patterned after. But these little strands of DNA contained the love, and it was like every other part. It grew up and manifested itself as much as it can. Now, I used to spend time trying to get God to love me more till one day he finally said, I can't, because my love was maxed for you at the cross. But you can find out how to receive more of the love that I've already gave you. Okay. And how many of them seen people operate in about this much love and this much of the other? Their love is maybe grow, maybe up to the rib cage, and they kind of get nice. Are you born again? Oh, yeah, yeah. And so they never get past so much nice. You know, they don't walk in much of God's love. You know. Well, I can let that grow. I can nurture it. I can bring it forward. I can keep increasing it like everything else He's gave me. Until it's maxed. See? Until it's maxed. Well, what do you think will happen when it's maxed? I already had a short experience with this on the road to this realm. When I saw the big safe crack and just a little bit of light came out from behind it. I already got a feel of what it felt like. The miracles increased during that time and people were just weeping uncontrollably. And one day the Holy Spirit says, you know what that presence is? And it was over in Brazil. And I said, sir. He said, that's the tangible manifestation of my love. I says, where is it coming from? He said, right now I'm using you. I said, there's a tangibility to it? He says, yes. He says that the tangible presence of my love can be felt and it's manifested in compassion.
Amen.
What did move Jesus to include the word all were healed? All. What was in the same verse? He was moved by love, yes. How was it manifesting? And what? Compassion? Yes. And He did what? He healed them all. Oh, yeah, but you're you, and that was Him. Oh, how can you account for the revival under Peter where every single person was healed? How about laying people in the guy's shadow when he passes by? Come on. We don't have to sit here with billboards pasted up people in chairs. They come to the church and go 20, 30 years. And we get to teach you how to reconcile more of the world to yourself and still go to heaven. And the crowds grow like crazy. But if you've got a baby with real twisted up legs and he can't walk, he's just old enough now to know why the other kids can run around and play and he can't even move. Where can you bring him in Tulsa and give him back whole? Do you know a church? I don't. But I know one that's on the path. Let's talk about big crowds. Media is responsible for a lot of the horrendous crowds that are being. And you see these guys get up and you look and the crowds get so small the people are this little sitting in chairs around. They have to lift them up like a stadium to hold the people. You must be jealous. Oh, what? Selling an insurance policy that they can send all they want? Eternal security? What? Do you know what almost got me onto that? I'd come out of Oregon. Had a lot happen. Lots of things. Totally evangelism. And if it was just wonderful. because I heard him and obeyed him, he used me in ways that he hadn't. Oh gosh, somebody, they have all their teeth missing and all their teeth that come in. And that happened in the last time in Brazil. A woman got 9 at home, and I think her son got 3. And that's watching the short interview we got on a woman's cook show. My interpreter's sister, she's a good interpreter. Her brother was. He just thought it was a bad taste in his mouth when we prayed a mass prayer. Her brother got 3 teeth. Well, I said, instead of me trying to tell you about a bunch of miracles and stuff, why don't we let her tell you about her brother? And she did, because I could tell by the way that the lady that cooked's eyes dilated. The station called up later and said, if you can come back, we'll give you 37 minutes. Not just a little talking on a cook show. But my plane was leaving. I had to go. But media has played a large part, has it not? And so I first broke out and all this kind of things, and then one day I did something, and it was something I shouldn't have done. You might not think it was so horrible, but I did. I did something wrong, and I was holding my breath for the next service. You know, is he going to use me or not? And he did. He used me the same way. Even though I'd done something horribly wrong. Now, I had a choice there. He loved people so much. But I had a choice there. I could have stopped and created a doctrine. See, I had a choice. I knew he used me, even though I did that. Okay, then this must not interfere with anything. Maybe that grace that they're teaching is right. No. Jesus dying on the cross, it covers every sin you'll ever have or have ever done. It's just totally covered. So once you accept him, that's it. It's covered. You can't, no matter what you do. Machine gun people, you're saved. See? Then all inclusive is one man died. Did you ask for spiritual death? No, you didn't. One man caused that. All right. One man bore it. Well, the same way the first Adam. He caused you to be born dead, you know. The second Adam, now, not because of what anybody's done, is going to cause us to all be taken to heaven. That's all inclusive. That's being preached too. Well, how does those things start? Well, one thing. I'm glad the love was at least enough to love God more. And so when that was wrong and I knew it, then because I loved him more, I chose to stop and not test the waters and see how much more bad I could do and still be used by God and get by with it. I chose to stop. Why? I'm finding out now because the love he gave me is in the DNA and it's developing like anything else. And the more you pray in tongues, the more you confront the strongholds And what is a stronghold? A system of thoughts empowered by emotion that are not right. They usually have an origin to them. But I can remember when a presence would come and I'd feel icky, sticky, ooh, like Velcro. Oh, God, stick, icky. And I'm going, what did I do? I didn't know a presence came in with the stronghold information, not to possess me, but to harass me. Then one day the Lord said, treat it like a person. I said, what? Treat it like a person. The next thing, I said, get out. Get out in Jesus' name. You get out and do it now. And all of a sudden the atmosphere changed. I'm going, this is all right. You know, see, but if it's an enticement, see, you have to overcome yourself and turn the enticement off. But I'm telling you again, the more that you let the love of God develop in you, the more fear that you lose. And the more fear that you lose, then the less you fail. Perfect love casts out fear and has no failure. Well, when that door opened, the kind of safe that protects money in a bank, and the love started flooding out a little bit more. Then the time before that, weepings just fell on the ground. This fell on it two or three Sundays ago when I first stepped through. Like the first time the door opened, weepings just fell on the people. There were 20 or 30 people just weeping all at once because of the manifested power of the tangibility of His love. Well, I went on, finished my course. Probably not as powerful and good as I should, but the best I could. Until I came to the end of that realm. And know now that the door that I'm walking towards is that last door, which is the operation of the fullness of His love. Possibly in the fullness of the love that's of me, that got to grow up to receive the fullness of the love tangibly that He has for me. I know God doesn't have any weaknesses, but if He did, I would think it. You would be one of them. If we went back in history past, when Satan was created in the beginning, he was perfect in his ways, till iniquity was found, and we go back beyond that, go back beyond the universe, keep going back, the problem is, time is a creation to Him. It only means anything to anybody that's terminating. Now, I know there's the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Jehovah, the Word, the Holy Spirit, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And the Son, now He's God and He's man. I like that part. But let's think about Him for a minute. Why did He work so hard on our creations? when we fail. He marked out a legacy of time to get us back. We know it's been 6,000 years. Do you know how many people were ready? Went up on mountaintops and stuff to be raptured for the millennial, for the seventh day on the Sabbath. But he didn't come, did he? We know we've been roaming, killing each other. Our society's great for killing babies. It's just one problem, the first DNA contact in spirit. The spirit doesn't get its nourishment from the natural world. It's going to keep growing. Don't get me wrong, if you've fallen into that in the past, you're forgiven. And the angelic creation. I told him, I said this last week. He said, I don't care. In the angelic creation, all the preachers say, Lucifer doesn't have redemption. And what's their pet answer? Because he didn't have a what? Very good. Because he didn't have a tempter. He was perfect in his ways until iniquity was found in him. Why is he roaming around? There's no redemption. Why not just smudge him right then? Build a little fire pit, throw him in it, chain him. It's over. Well, he evangelized a third of the angels. Did they have a tempter? We're roaming. Why are they roaming? If we had a tempter and he had a plan for us, he probably had a plan for the third that followed him in. See? This will help you understand when he says things like this. They're reserved in chains of darkness against the day of judgment. Well, if the fallen angels are reserved in chains of darkness till the day of judgment, how are they bothering you? Chained? The chains of darkness that was chained in was they followed Satan, and God provided something. He must have provided some way out. And when they, like sinners nowadays, reject Christ per se, some of these possibly wanted to follow him who would exalt his throne above the stars of God and be like the Most High, and you will be my commanders. You don't think he can make it sound real? Well, what they did is they sealed their doom when they turned down whatever he had. We don't know. He left us out of that. We can't even handle what we know. They're chained in chains of darkness because now they have no salvation. They're locked into the death and the fire that's waiting for them. That's why they're on loose. They're chains of darkness, not that they're being held somewhere. What is God, a weakling? He's all sufficient, immutable. He can't change, nor can he be changed. In the mutability, if he can't change nor be changed, it means he can't lie. No. He can't. repent. So why is it so important to him that he programmed my new creation? Did you know in that program is also your glorified body? The DNA for your glorified body said here, God's not going to pop it on you like a glove. You're going to be transformed. We're going to look good. You're not going to be over 33 and a half. That's all you're going to age. Jesus was cut off at 33. So you never, you're not going to get any older than that. You'll be a 33-year-old running around 10 million years from now. Well, he programmed that DNA in me, and that love I got to develop with the other attributes in my nature. What does he want with us? See, what can we give him? What does he want? When I was writing a letter on this, this is where I coined this phrase. The most costly thing heaven has ever sustained is your right to choose. Without it, I have no fellowship. You're some kind of robotic creation. I have no fellowship. So because it's this love developing in me that's receiving his love. And when I get full, look out, horrible, contagious diseases and other things. No fear, no failure. I'm going to kill you. Oh, I don't think so. I want to go home okay, but right now, not right now. Thank you anyway. Come on. I saw a place with that love. It was up here pretty good, you know. It was up here pretty good. But you were so equipped. So equipped with him and with his presence that you wasn't afraid to walk into middle of a samurai camp when you was the thing hanging up on a rope they were practicing with. I'm talking no fear. No fear. So God, what is this? He can't have a weakness. Is this being alone forever too much for anybody? Wonder what he was doing in time's eternity when it was always there and was, had been when extra was there. Big, big, long time. God, no end or beginning. Got it? What does he want from us? He made us families and even sinners. You know, like a mother hen, she'll fight a cat. She'll fight a cat that's trying to get one of her little chicks. She's not going to win. We family. You hold that baby up and throw him up and down. So he finishes this by making us. He's the firstborn of many brethren. He's our father now. We're his sons and daughters, although you'll not operate as sons and daughters there. You'll be more like the angels, but you're still his child. What is he like to be called a father? What does something that's so self-efficient, a createe can't create? Because to create, it has to come from nothing. And nobody else can make anything from nothing but God. The devil can't create. He can move stuff around on a molecular level, but he can't create nothing. To create, you had to make something out of nothing. There was nothing there, and you made something. You can't do that. No createe can. If he thinks he's doing it, God came there somewhere. You can't do it. So here we are, his family. Now, even being God, so self-sufficient, he seemed rather to want, or maybe even need, if he was okay being self-sufficient, what would he need anything else? Just eternity sitting there and enjoying itself. What does he want from you? Have we discovered a weakness? You? It means everything to him. When you go like this, you adjust your heart because you know it's true. And you say, Father, I love you. It means everything to him. You think this thing that he's made out of, for God is love. He is. You think that as this grows in us, our fellowship will get richer and richer. And you think he has to leave people suffering and cities full of people are not getting saved because he was never turned loose in the city. You think he's not delighting in the possibility of us overcoming all those fear factors, everything that stood in the way, doctrines, you're okay sinning, all of that stuff all the way down the line. Won over all of it. And gave him a place. See, if your old boy was twisted up, mangled up legs, this way and that way, and screeched up over like that, we said, excuse us. We took him. We put a curtain up. And we prayed. Here you are, sir. How many of your relatives do you think would survive that? They've survived our speeches. How would they survive that? Well, the prayer center doesn't have a lot of programs and things for different age and this and we have not. Yeah, I know. I can preach new messages, and they're anointed, and they're good, and I can go to Genesis to Revelation. It'll be good. But I won't convince everybody. I taped Ronald Coyne's eye up. Who knows who Ronald Coyne is? Some of you are pretty old. What? Anybody here ever tape his eye up? I did. I taped his eye up and put stuff over it and taped it around. And they checked it all out. There's absolutely no seeing past that eye. Absolutely not. Then he reaches up. He goes, takes the plastic eye out, or glass, whatever. So he's got that one, and I got it like this, you know. I was about 30 years old. I got up in it like this, and I looked at the back of an eye socket. Oh, my gosh. But the thing is, when I was looking up at the back of his eye socket, he was looking back at me. How humiliating. He said, give me your driver's license. Did anybody bring one up? He reads everything off of it. No eye. What God did was a miracle in reverse. We need an eye to see into the natural world through our spirit. Say, did I, a miracle in reverse, and open the spiritual eye that's still in there to see without the seeing device? Because you still got an eye in there. You think the rich man, you know, you think that if you cut his tongue off, you could see it. But he needed water for his tongue. And we know Lazarus had a finger. He wanted it dipped in water. So you know you got an eye in there. Spiritual eye. But it needs, just like our brain, to operate here. This is our home. See, the only contact with the natural is our spirit. We're in contact with the natural somewhere in our spirit. So the earth, your body, the whole thing was our home. When you step out of it, then you won't be able to stay here. You lost contact. Well, wouldn't this have been an interesting miracle in reverse if he had his legs cut off? And God did the same miracle on his legs. And here's this guy in shorts walking around with nothing under him. He went on sinner talk shows. Yeah. Science checked him out. They just went away shaking their head. An unexplained miracle. They had no explanation whatsoever for it. And I do understand quite a few people got saved. Hallelujah. But again, about what we're called to. Tulsa's in revival. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. I knew that from the day I walked off my job in Oregon that I would end up here fighting this fight for Him. I knew it way back then, just after a mere 3 months of praying in the Holy Ghost. I knew it someday that I'd end up here. Well, what do you also know? I know it's going to be accomplished. How do you know that? Because I made it to this path and survived all that other stuff. And now I'm operating in some manifested look at me. You know how the devil does that? You get so many good miracles going, everybody's going, I've never seen anybody like you. I'm so glad my child was healed. You're just so, God, there's nobody like you on the planet. I've never seen anybody like you. Oh my God, and you're going. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. I'm so glad today Tim arrested me on some of that. Yep, uses me.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he use me and uses you like that?
I'm special. After so much of that, tell me what will happen. Do you know fallen angels can manifest themselves tangibly because they were created to serve both worlds? Other, could you entertain a stranger unaware? Well, they can manifest. I saw a whole room full of them. Well, one of them in the room manifested himself as a woman in my hotel room, and the 10 other were whatever. She's the one putting the curse on me, flax, smoking flax. Like I'm supposed to get scared or something. Come on. Nobody uses. I mean, I've never seen anybody be used by God like you. Don't you understand that He separated you from the rest? Don't you understand that? There was only one Adam, was there? Just one Noah. Just one Mary. Just one Elijah who's to come back. You're Him. You get egotistical enough, you'll buy it. You get drunk on yourself. I got past it. The love is taking care of it as it keeps growing. Can I quote some of my favorite verses to illustrate? You can say unto the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, and you shall have what you say. Oh, but before you do, if you got aught against anybody, go make it right and come back and finish to it. I can throw my wallet down because nobody will get far on it. I'm going to give an offering. Well, bringing it to the altar. Yeah. He says, you might as well pick it up, put it back in your pocket until you go solidly on. Then come back and offer it. Do you know what's waiting out there? Do you know why a mighty man like William Branham still has a Branham people waiting for him to come back? Yahweh, Yahshua. He's got a special palate in his mouth, huh? Oh, yeah. Not like yours. He's special. It's special. And in his day, when it came time, he was the only one that could say the name of Yahshua. Absolutely, perfectly, correctly. And when he did, all of us would get our glorified bodies. How did that happen? because he was able to believe it. What are you saying at this point? I'm saying I made it past a lot of junk. Had about 10 or 12 devils camped at the door that opened up, and that great big safe there was with the love of God, and it was still cracked open. And there was a journey path to it. And the first thing he showed me was the love that was programmed into my DNA belonged to me. And that's what I give back to him. And that's what you can keep increasing and I can keep inhabiting. And when I can inhabit it in that, then I can inhabit it in the power of compassion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So are you happy about it? No, no. I'm sad. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. So do you like praying in tongues? Yeah, I seem to like private worship too. One time I called somebody up that's quite known for miracles, and I preached with him once or twice. Anyway, he operated very heavy in the spirit, and I called him and left a message because I just wanted to ask him one question. In the early days when he was alienated by the family because he left the faith. He was in his room a lot. I wanted to know what he did mostly. I wanted to know if you prayed in tongues all the time when you were locked up, or were you primarily worshiping? So I told the guy where I'd met him that I did know him, a brief acquaintance, but I'd appreciate a call back. Did you get one? No. Of course not. Have you figured it out? I think so. I know that if it would have been tongues producing the other, that I know the doctrine wouldn't have went where it went. But there was a lot of presence and glory. So I should say I've been taught by the teacher, took the discipline he gave me. Whatever door he opened, I practiced it. Whatever key he opened up, I put it into practice. Where do you think I learned some of the things I learned at, like, say, even meditation and assimilation? Were you taught by a psychologist? No, although a police psychiatrist one time wanted to counsel with me. Not for my benefit. Because of what he taught me about the mind and how to offer it on the altar of God's word. It's in assimilation meditation. But I received the mysteries for those and laid them out on the table so I would receive the strength from them against these days. Of course we lost a lot of people. They turned over. They couldn't maintain the fight. They needed to go somewhere where they could rest and have the preacher tell them they're okay. But you don't have to go somewhere for him to tell you. You are anyway. So in the meditation, just to give you a teeny jolt on it, and teaching me how the mind worked, he started like this. How come you can't read a paragraph and quote it back? Because I can't. He said, then how come if you read it 30 times or so, you can quote it back word for word? Well, I memorized it. How could you do that? I mean, why didn't you have the capacity to just keep it the first time you read it if you had that capacity anyway? I said, okay. Well, he said, meditate day and night. Well, what happens when you read it? Well, I could quote it back word for word. He says, then what do you think would happen if you read the book of Romans 30 times? You can say this word because these words put it there, and then they put there, and they put it there, and it comes there automatically, and you say it. He says, don't you know that you scan over little truths and take them out, and you scan over this one and take that out? Do you know what would happen if you read it 30 times in a row? That this truth would lift up and explain this one. And this one would lift up and put that one. And that kind of meditation takes place day and night. You don't even try. It's like being thrown in a strange country and picking up their language because that's all you hear. I was against this day. I had to be taught. I can't be taken out now. Woo. And then when he started revealing his love, that was a tough one for me because I wasn't exactly raised like. Regardless, I understood enough about it to know when he was teaching on it. Why, he'd show me baby Jesus, Mary, how he had to get over to me that this love I love him with is from me. It wasn't thrown into me because I received God's love so I can give it back in fellowship, give it back in power. Hold me up. I made it to some new ground. Gary was talking about it the other day. I saw a dark belt around the planet, then a bright one, and then us lived under the dark one. And I said, that's principalities and powers, that dark belt. He said, no, that's your flesh. But people begin to break through part of it. Some of them got their mind through and stuck it in the glory area and could just teach. Some got their hands through it and they were anointed. And some made it all the way through. And they shot like a sparkler, a spark to a dark place of the earth and ignited like a forest fire. I know what's coming. Do you know that if we called a blind night, how many people would come in? Especially if they saw some on communication. How would you like to see a person who saw for the first time? How would you like to be there? What's going to be the strength that you do? Pray in tongues. Keep speaking those mysteries. Worship. And throw fasting in when he hints about it. I had a nice scripture. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Many be called, but very few are chosen. Would you take it out of context? No, not in the two chapters that talked about it. Then you can tell me what it means, yes. First shall be last, the last shall be first. Many be called, few are chosen. A good Jewish mother heard that and said, would you make my sons sit at your left hand and your right? He says, that's for the father to choose. But then he says, you got to understand that advancement comes a little different from the Gentiles. Like, they take by force their glorious positions. Sinners. not you. He said, he that's great among you, he said, he'll be your minister, which is servant. But he that's chief first, highest in you, he'll become your slave. He comes in first. So the first will be last and the last will be first. Basically, what does that mean? That means when you're the one that's exalting yourself and you come in last. But the guy that makes himself the slave, the minister, the servant. And I don't mean minister. I mean to him, to his cause and everything he's done. Him that makes himself that slave, he comes in first. Many be called, but this is the basis that they're chosen by. The first will be last, the last will be first. Many be called, few are chosen. Exalt yourself, make yourself first, you come in last. But make yourself the slave, you come in first. Anyway, if I broke it down with the rest of the scriptures, it would have made more sense to you. But right now, he's starting to change. I would that you, if you could only understand the importance of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in all of this I have to offer in my purposes and my plan, that from day one you would immediately receive him upon receiving me. No. Yes, sir. Encourage you strongly. Strongly. That if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and let me put it this way, if you believe that you have him, that you don't have him to the level of being able to speak in tongues, and particularly that tongue that's for your edification. So if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, come up here. I don't know if there's anybody here or not, but I sure want to give you a chance if you are.